Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. This weekend, we hear in the gospel the very last parable that Jesus gave in Matthew's gospel. He has certainly spoken a lot of parables in Matthew. In fact, it's his main way of teaching. And here, as we arrive at Matthew 25, we hear the last parable. Just a chapter before Jesus' arrest and his passion. Last week, it was the oil on the lamps. This week, the talents and the final judgment. And amidst the seriousness of this teaching, the weight of the talents, in fact, talents were a weight. You know, we have ounces and pounds and kilograms. In Jesus' day, a measure of weight was a talent. And the weight of this message is certainly felt. And amidst all of that, we hear spoken twice a word about the master's joy. Two of these fellas are invited. Come, share your master's joy. What's that? What does that look like? What does that mean? Certainly from a human perspective, joy is about fulfillment, about completion. It's those moments when all is in right order, all is as it should be. We get glimmers of this, but they are unique moments. Moments of unity and communion, of being one with. Sometimes for me, I see this on a walk over at Longwood Gardens. Whatever goes on behind the scenes to make it as beautiful as it is, as one walks through those gardens, there can be experienced a sense of unity, a sense of order, of creation giving praise to God, of everything being as it should be. For me, I experience this every day when I celebrate the Mass. You know, when I celebrate the Eucharist, I often think of the Father speaking to his Son, saying, Son, look, they're doing what you told them to do. In fact, at the Eucharist, Jesus said, do this in memory of me. And so every time that we do this together, every day, I can't help but to think of the Father being so pleased, of the Son being glorified. Or when I hear a confession of someone repentant for their sin, to extend that mercy, that love of God. Or even baptism, you know, every day, every Sunday, just about, at 1:15, to pour water over a baby's head and to baptize them. Those were the very last words that Jesus said. Go out to the nations and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And how remarkable that that's done here. So many miles away from Jerusalem, where Jesus gave these words. And over so much time, God continuing to care for, to reach, to save his people. These moments are moments of great joy. And yet they're just glimmers of joy. You know, in the first reading today, we hear about a husband who finds a wonderful wife. That's quite a find. And how beautiful. So often marriage is whatever. Or maybe it's a real trial. Yes, we've come a long way from Eden. Longwood can become Wormwood. But in this last week of the church year, how beautiful it is to hear of the Master's joy. To remember that God came a long way. And certainly in this last week, we remember that. Over this past year, we have seen all the way that God has come to us as a child, in his teaching, in his revelation, in his suffering, and yes, even in his death, God has come to us, and he's come all the way from birth, from the womb to the tomb. And he has done this not to save a garden, but to save his most loved creation, human beings, the only ones in creation that can love God back. Isn't that beautiful? We're the only ones that can do that. And at the same time, we're the only ones that can spit in his face. We're the only ones that can betray him with our lips. That's frightening. But it's beautiful that we can give him praise, and it's important. And that's what today's parable is inviting. That we share the Master's joy. How might that happen? Well, it seems to me that it can only happen to the extent that we realize who we are. That we realize the gift, the weight, the talent that we've received. And that we live that generously. We live that for the glory and the praise of God. Now, the easiest way for those things to be realized, for us to realize who we are, for us to realize the gift we've received, for us to live that gift, the quickest way is Jesus. In him, we discover who we are, that you and I have been looked upon with great love, that we are capable of God, that we can give God praise, that we can give God glory, that you and I can bless him with our lives. That's remarkable. And not only can we do that because of who we are in him, but we have been gifted by him. We have not only been looked upon with love, but we have been loved. We have been saved by his gaze. And in that gaze, in that love, we realize the gift of life. And yes, there's a responsibility there. There's a weight there. There's a standard to which we will be called. We will each and every one of us stand before God. And the duty, the responsibility of how we lived, of what we did or didn't do, well, that's a high standard. That's a weighty measure. But that we can do, that we can live this grace, that we can live as a gift to others, that we can be generous. My friends, this is what gives God great joy. The sadness is when we don't realize who we are, when the gift of God becomes an entitlement that we hold on to, or a weight too heavy to bear. It becomes our very destruction, our very damnation. But when we realize who we are in him, when we welcome the gift that we've received and extend it out to others, then we realize the great joy. My friends, as we come to these last weeks of the church year, as we celebrate this Thanksgiving week, this year, Let us allow ourselves to be captivated by the Master's joy and to know ourselves invited to it. Then, and only then, will we be able to live the joy to which we are called, knowing who we are, the love that we have received, and the gift that we all can share. My friends, this is the Christian vocation, the dignity of the human race, the last parable of Jesus Christ. Let us make it one that we hear, one that has power to transform our lives. God be with you.